Our bishop, Thomas Tobin, writes a column each week in our diocesan newspaper, the Rhode Island Catholic. This past week, he wrote on the subject of what people wear and how what we wear often reflects, as he put it, our belief or our loyalty. What we wear, in other words, my brothers and sisters, is often a sign of something. He begins his article, his piece, by commending the Catholic school students who were kicked out of the Smithsonian Museum recently. They were kicked out for wearing hats that said, "Rosary Pro-Life." He commends those students for having worn something that was a sign of their commitment to life, to the sanctity of human life. I'm sure some of you heard about that incident. It happened right after the annual March for Life in January. So much for freedom of religion, at least at the Smithsonian Museum. Bishop Tobin goes on to say, how often we proudly wear a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, or a hat bearing the name and logo of our favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, for example. Or I would add the Green Bay Packers, of course. The bishop says, sometimes we wear things that have religious meaning. Christians wear a cross to identify themselves as followers of Christ. Catholics wear medals or pins to share a favorite devotion. When a priest wears a purple vestment for Mass rather than a white vestment, it means something. Then he mentions the fact that on this and every Ash Wednesday, we will all leave the church wearing something. We'll be wearing ashes. We'll be wearing ashes on our foreheads. And at that point, he gets to what I would call the crux of the matter. He says that these ashes will be, and here I quote, a very visible sign. But a sign of what? That's really the key issue for us to ponder this morning. What will the ashes I wear today be a sign of? Will they be a sign of the fact that I intend to make my spiritual life, my relationship with Jesus Christ, my top priority during the next 40 days? Will they be a sign of the fact that I intend to pray more, to read the scriptures more often, that I intend to come to Mass faithfully every Sunday, maybe even during the week? Will they be a sign of the fact that I intend to take an honest look at myself and my life during the next 40 days so that I can identify those things in my life that I need to change? And will they be a sign of the fact that I intend to bring those matters, those faults, those sins, to the sacrament of reconciliation at some point during the season of Lent so that they can be forgiven, so that they can be washed away? Will they be a sign of the fact that I intend to seek reconciliation with people I've offended in my life, and that I will seek to grow in charity during this holy season of the year? Or will wearing these ashes today simply be a sign of the fact that I somehow paid my spiritual dues on February 22nd, 2023, that I went through the motions and did what many Catholics, probably most Catholics, think they're supposed to do on Ash Wednesday every year? Those really are crucial questions. They're questions that need to be answered by us and by everyone else who wears ashes on their forehead today. But the thing is, my brothers and sisters, we can't answer those questions right now. That's impossible. We can only answer them 40 days from now when Lent is over and when we reflect back on what we've done and on what we have not done during this very important season of the year. May that reflection back help us to see happily that the ashes we wore this Ash Wednesday were a sign of the great spiritual growth and the great personal improvement that we would experience and which we did experience in our lives during the 40 days of Lent in 2023.